And of course, the other, I think that one of the biggest problem also was that after the genocide, Rwanda was completely left with almost nothing. All the judiciary people were killed, or those involved in the genocide, they fled the country. And yet they were invited to coexist with a tribunal full of means, so to speak. Millions of dollars invested into a justice system which was kind of foreign to them, which was being held abroad. They barely knew what was going on here. So I think that all those frustration were just building up. And then they could not stand it because, for example, we would invite witnesses here, starving witnesses. And so they see the staff of the tribunal very well paid. And once they know about the cost involved in this system of justice, it just did not fit. Because for people who even had nothing to eat. So, and time and time again, you would even hear Rwandan people. So we would be better off without this tribunal if just the means put there were given to us to alleviate some of our suffering. We would be better off, for example, hundreds of millions of dollars. Why don't you just give us the money? Even at the official level, you would hear those kind of comments.